This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
It is indeed. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Carol Lawrence is away. Again, today she'll be back on Monday. Tracy Gregoire is going to fill in and play the part of Carol Lawrence today.
Happy to do so.
Glad to have you here. The show is brought to you by Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, and Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now the drive-through location in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. Well, typically we spend our July and August Fridays outside on the street, right in front of 814 Elm Street, which is the Beacon Building, the home of the show, in our studios in the lower level. But it just looked a little too risky to haul all the equipment out and then get interrupted by some showers.
Definitely.
Very light rain passing through here within the last hour. But there's not much on the radar at this time. But so I'm the bad guy. I pulled the plug on that. We are downstairs. Because the equipment's expensive, and honestly, there is not much protection. There's a little overhang, but it doesn't take much to get wet. So,
and Mike, my hair thanks you because it is quite humid and sticky out there.
Okay.
So.
And I thank you because I'd have to look at it. No, just kidding.
Ouch.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. That was very Donald Trumpish of me. You know. No, I see. I don't ever care about the weather as far as hair days go. I mean, I basically finger shape my hairstyle with a little bit of product, which is probably more than you or anybody else wants to know, but you started it.
I did.
Yeah.
And I didn't spend too much time on mine either, but regardless, once that humidity happens, most women probably have the same problem. It goes...
It just does whatever it wants.
It does, yeah. It just shrinks right up into like curly, frizzy mess.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I don't know if your hair is normally more curly or wavy because so many women, you know, straighten their hair.
Yeah.
For, you know, not liking hair with body. So what's your story?
Mine is in between. So it's not the perfect world on either side. It's not curly and it's not straight.
Okay.
So I have to do something to it regardless.
Yeah.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's sort of wavy or just does just whatever it wants.
Just sort of kind of wavy, does what it wants, yep.
And we won't get into color because that's a discussion.
Yeah, don't do that, Mike.
No, I won't do that to you because then you'll have to talk about the color of my hair and it's, you know, well, it's getting there if you know what I mean. Well, we're here today. Comedy Cold Cuts will be our topic. The sandwiches within Comedy Cold Cuts is the topic of the humorists today with... Let me see who we've got lined up as far as the comedians go. There's one guy I never heard of, Francisco Alfarando.
I said that very nicely.
Yes, I just totally winged it. a guy that he's talking about being a sandwich artist, but you'll see what that's got. Then there was a song in the 60s called To Sit on a Sandwich, which is totally stupid but actually kind of funny. We'll also hear from a guy named Keith Stubbs talking about Subway. Now this is way before their current crop of problems, you know, with Jared Fogle.
But good timing.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, worked out that way. And then a pretty popular song by Weird Al Yankovic, "The Rye or the Kaiser."
Oh, he's always
as
good.
Opposed to "Eye of the Tiger" from Rocky. So that's just a little look ahead as to what the segments will be here. As a sandwich will be the topic because it's a sandwich month. August is a sandwich month. Do you like sandwiches?
I do.
Yeah, I had a homemade chicken salad sandwich on scallop bread before I came in today.
So my son made me a egg salad sandwich the other day on his own. My husband did boil the eggs and got them everything.
Okay.
And then my husband has never made egg salad before. So my 11-year-old came in and made the egg salad for me.
And
I came home, got to have a quick little lunch and... Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, that's really nice. Now, the important question here in this discussion is what kind of mayo was used?
So, that's a tough question because we just changed, and
Is it Hellman's?
It is not. It is a... I think it's Miracle Whip, but it's a new kind. It's
really?
Like an olive oil one.
Because Miracle Whip is called a salad dressing, I think.
Correct, yes.
Right?
But there's a reason we bought it. It is in a squeeze bottle.
Oh.
And now my husband can make sandwiches with mayonnaise because it is like kryptonite to him to have to spread it. So now he can make sandwiches with mayonnaise, yes.
of course, that's a more expensive way to buy it. But when you think about how much you end up wasting, probably because you scoop out too much or whatever.
Yeah.
It probably balances out. Because, I mean, I buy it in, sure, in jars. I get Hellmann's, which is my preference, because they do taste very different. I mean, they're incredibly different flavor profiles. But the squeeze one is convenient, and you know what? It's not messy. A little more expensive, but I guess you pay for the conveniences.
Yes, it is worth it. I don't think I will ever.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what took someone so long to say, let's put mayonnaise in a squeeze jar.
Sure. Yeah, because they've been doing it for other condiments,
yep,
forever and ever and ever. And if you ever want to have a little bit of fun, because I think we're going to talk a little bit here in a few moments on spicy foods, is what I've been doing is I take just a little shot of sriracha, maybe not so much for egg salad, but if I make tuna salad, or even chicken salad, I'll just give it a little squirt to mix in with the mayo, and then you got a little bit of heat to it as well without it getting in the way. Mm-hmm. So,
good to know.
And yes, Tracy's husband, you can get that in a squeeze bottle as well.
Oh, he goes through sriracha like
crazy. Oh, he does?
He actually told me he thinks that his taste buds might be destroyed.
Oh, okay.
From too much sriracha.
I like him. So when you guys do Mexican out in, you know, wherever, a restaurant, do you always load up on the salsa?
I like salsa, but I only like if it's not spicy. See, I'm the opposite of him.
You're not,
not a
spicy type of person.
No. He was pretty impressed with me because I, over the last few years, have started to use pepper.
Oh, wow.
Now I enjoy that kind of spice, but much beyond that.
So did you grow up with parents who cooked fairly bland or nothing really out of the box?
We grew up with everything out of a box.
Sure.
The name brand, you know, pastas mixed with, you know, just ground beef and potatoes.
Hamburger Helper
was a staple in our house. Yes. So we grew up with pretty much whatever we could afford to put on the table and what we could make a lot of food with a little bit of money. So we didn't experiment too much.
I would say that was kind of our situation too. And I am older than you, but the generations kind of overlap. And, you know, I think my mom did that because we had seven kids and, you know, she was a stay-at-home mom. And I don't think it was any kind of a financial consideration. I think it was just easiest and fastest and most efficient.
Yep.
And it was kind of the thing. You know, all of a sudden after World War II into the 50s and 60s, TV dinners and stuff in a box. And it was kind of cool to do that. No,
sure.
There was no, you know, farm to table movement or, you know, now anybody, you know, I mean, if you're buying Hamburger Helper at the store, you're looking around to make sure nobody that you know sees you buying that junk.
It's funny because when I first got married, that was always on, like when I'd make the meal list, Hamburger Helper was on my meal list of one of the things we were going to have one night, just because that's what I grew up with. And to think back now and think, oh my gosh, that was like one of our meals.
I know. So, but
I would not do that now.
But so now you've become a little more adventurous, or you know, you're doing probably more stuff that doesn't require opening a box.
Correct. And partly because of my husband, because he has really taken to learning how to cook. He couldn't boil water when we met.
Sure.
And he made me last night, because I like it very much, a ribeye.
Oh.
He makes it perfectly.
Yes.
So I won't even get one in a restaurant now because he makes it better than anywhere.
So does he do it outside or in the oven?
Both. Depending, sometimes last night it was on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he does it, sears it on the stove in a cast iron pan.
Yes,
and then gets the oven to like 500 degrees.
That's the way to do it.
Pops
man.
It in. He knows.
Wow.
He's good.
That
just a little bit of salt and pepper.
Yes. Yes.
And kosher salt.
Yeah, that's basically, you know, the classic way to do a steak.
Best flavor
sear it
ever.
And then finish it off in the oven, or do it on the grill as well. Basically, you want to have two zones. You want to have
the
part that really gets it cooked and sealed in, and then you move it over to the other side and let it finish off.
Yep.
So, well, there you go. That's very cool. All right, so we've determined that you're not a huge fan of spicy food, but you found some interesting stuff to go along that line, right?
About
spicy foods.
And it's a big craze now with the fast food industry.
Yes.
They've jumped on the sriracha / pepper movement.
Yes.
Places like, well, not even fast food, but Doritos. This isn't something that I just read about. I don't even know if it's out yet. They're called Doritos Roulette.
Really?
Yes. I thought this was very interesting. So the way it works is for one in every six chips features a chip 10 times hotter than a jalapeno pepper.
That is really cool, and I'll explain why when you're finished with that.
So it says, instead of now mindlessly eating a bag of Doritos without thinking through it, now you are like, whoa, I don't know if the next one is going to be spicy. So.
Well, here you go. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, I was sharing with everybody that there is a restaurant in Derry, and I want to say it's the name is something along the lines of How's Your Onion, something like that. Weird name, but kind of catchy. I think that may be it, it may not be, but the word onion is in the title of this restaurant. I've never been there. How's your onion? Great. Thank you. Thank you, Jay Dog. That's right. You've eaten there, haven't you?
Not eaten there, but they had brought food to me.
Okay. So they have a plate, and I think it's usually on Saturday, called Popper Roulette. Very similar to what you just described, and that is there are jalapeno poppers, but one of them uses a really, really, you know, off-the-charts hot pepper. I don't know if it's a ghost pepper or exactly what kind it is, very pungent and very hot. And I guess, you know, if you got a couple people at the table, you pass it around, everybody takes a pepper because you can't tell by looking at it.
Then the one, who's going to get the hot one?
But whoever gets the hot one typically gets some kind of a gift certificate that they can use or some, you know, discount off your meal or whatever. So I would love to see if that's available. What is it called? Does the story say what the Dorito brand type is called?
It's called Doritos Roulette.
Oh, I love that.
Yep, that's what the name of it is, Roulette. And let's see if it says when it's supposed to be out.
Where'd you find that?
This is on the Get Street Quaint Ratings exclusive. No, that's not
okay.
It. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Don't worry about
not
it.
Not prepared, obviously.
I will Google that later because that interests me. I'm wondering, well, I'm going to guess that you can't tell by looking, you know, which ones are the hot ones.
I would think probably not.
And what if in the production, because we all know it's on a big production line, what if somebody messes up and somebody gets a bag of nothing but like ghost pepper Doritos?
I doubt they'll finish it. Though along those same lines, so yes. Taco Bell has come out with one is featuring the Dollar Daredevil loaded grillers with three different levels of spicy sauce applied to the burritos: fiery ghost pepper, hot habanero, and mild chipotle. So my husband actually had one of these the other day.
Yes.
He had the fiery ghost pepper. That's why he was saying maybe his taste buds are just destroyed, because he said there was not even a kick.
See, here's the thing when fast food places like that say they're using ghost peppers, which, you know, I think they're the hottest or, you know, a certain strain of them are. It makes me wonder, really, is it like, why is it so mild then? Now, maybe his tolerance is higher and maybe it is actually
it
really
is.
Hot. And maybe he's right. He burned his taste buds off and they don't exist anymore. So, and along those lines, I don't know if they still have it, Wendy's also has, do you have that on there?
I do.
They have a ghost pepper something. I didn't get it because I thought, you know, I don't know if I want to trust a fast food restaurant that is selling something called ghost peppers.
But maybe they're a watered down version because maybe there's some kind of legal action they have to be careful of, I would think.
See, if they were smart to make it really exciting, they would make people sign a release. Even though, you know, nobody's going
to
get hurt.
Yep, you
they
chose
know that
to
ahead
purchase
of time.
This.
That's right. Think of the publicity they would get.
Put it right on the receipt.
Yeah, there you go.
This one, so the Wendy's, limited time offers of a spicy jalapeno fresco chicken sandwich and ghost pepper fries, which are seasoned with some of the hottest chili peppers on the planet. So that's what Wendy's is doing.
Yeah, you know what? I'm really tempted to try that. I love french fries. I love hot.
See, I will not be trying them.
No.
And on the French fry line, also Burger King is doing that. You must have seen the commercials for them. The spicy new comparison to Burger King's popular chicken fries is coated with super spicy breading of cayenne and black pepper.
Oh.
So the fries are significantly spicier than a typical jalapeno pepper.
I had seen that. I wonder how long that trend is going to last. I mean, I like it, and I like that fast food restaurants are stepping out. Like, nobody wanted to be the first one to do it, which is probably why it took so long.
Yeah.
You know, they just shoot to go right down the middle, and if they get any fringe people that are fans of their food, but now they're going to start drawing in some people that maybe have never tried their brand before.
Yeah. And McDonald's is doing it as well.
Well, of course.
Of course they are. A hot and spicy McChicken sandwich is being offered in some markets as a limited-time offer at McDonald's.
Cool. Well, there's an update on where you can get your favorite spicy addiction taken care of at your local fast food restaurant. Oh, we have a caller on the line. All right, let's do this quickly here before we run out of time for comedy cold cuts. Hi, Kevin. How are you, man?
Not too bad. You just talking about the ghost pepper burgers and whatnot.
Yes.
Understand their ghost pepper is to real ghost pepper like a McDonald's burger is to a burger off your grill.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
They look alike, but they're not, because a piece of ghost pepper will bring tears to your eyes and probably make you lose part of your breath.
Yeah,
so
I believe you.
Because we raise ghost peppers. We actually have some, and a guy we know uses them and infuses honey with it.
Oh,
wow. With a little piece of it in the honey, it's got a bite that, you know, the honey goes down, and then it's nice and sweet, and then it's got a long
kick. So, Kevin, how do you suppose, isn't a ghost pepper a ghost pepper? How do you suppose their ghost peppers are different?
But if I took a, let's just take a jalapeno. If I took a jalapeno and I cut it up in small slices and put it out there, it's going to have one flavor. If I take that same jalapeno and ground it down and add a lot more powder and spread it out, and now that one ghost pepper is good for 50 burgers.
Okay.
How hot
okay.
is it going to be?
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Now, are you involved in the food industry in any way? Because you sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, actually, my wife and I raised heirloom variety tomato plants and pepper plants. And we, you know, sell the plants and stuff. So we're very familiar with it. We actually do a lot of canning at our house.
Oh,
and
you know
the pepper.
That.
And
you know that
peppers. But.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry. You talk first.
I was just going to say, the peppers are very popular, but ghost peppers, you know, you got to wear gloves handling them.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
When you cut them up. So, I mean, if it's something you have to wear gloves to handle while cutting them up, yeah, you're thinking Burger King or Wendy's is going to put a nice big slab on your plate? No.
All right, so look at Kevin. You've answered the question about as what I kind of thought. I would love to at some time maybe have you and your wife in to talk about canning, because we're getting to that time of the year and we haven't ever addressed that not since I've been here. So if you have any interest in that, shoot me an email and I'll get back to you. We will we'll touch base. My email address is pretty easy to remember: MikeMorinMedia@gmail.com. Mike Morin, MORIN Media at gmail.com. And I would love to talk canning with you and whatever your agricultural pursuits are. I think it'd be fun to talk about, because you clearly know what you're doing.
All right. And by the way, as far as you're talking sriracha, what happened to a good old fashioned horseradish? I love horseradish sauce.
Mixing
that in with the food.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know that when there's new products to be sold, you know, they get their day in the sun, but we probably end up going back to basics. You know, if you're going to make a good old fashioned Bloody Mary, you're probably going to use horseradish instead of sriracha, right?
Well, you mix a little bit of that with your tuna fish mix or your egg salad, the potato salad. It's got a nice little bite to it.
Look, we got to run here. We're
all right,
on the clock. But get in touch with me if you have any interest in coming on sometime. We'd love to have you on Food for Thought.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, pal. Good call from Kevin in New Boston. We're going to take a break. Come back. Start our comedy cold cuts section, which today is all about sandwiches. 107.7 WTPL. Be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
12:36, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. Carol is back on Monday. Tracy Gregoire from The Pulse is filling in. We're brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, official decorator of Food for Thought and Kale & Company, and New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought. Well, every day there's a food holiday, and every month and every week, you know, it's pretty much everyday common stuff. But August is Sandwich Month, and I think almost everybody appreciates it, whether it's peanut butter and jelly or a Monte Cristo or a tuna fish or, in your case, egg salad that your family made for you, which I know you appreciated. Sandwiches have been a mainstay for a long time. And that's our topic today on Comedy Cold Cuts. And interestingly, two of the four have to do with Subway, and this was just purely accidental that the big news would be breaking again this week. Not good news for Subway, already losing market share. over the last year or so. I think a 4% decline in you know, in some of their revenue. Anyway, that's not what it's all about. This is about having fun. So this is a guy by the name of Francisco El Fernando, and he used to work at Subway.
Subway. Y'all know Subway? Eat fresh. I had to go through a job interview to work there. I had to go through a job interview to make sandwiches. Like, you know you've made a wrong turn in your life when you explaining why you want to make sandwiches for a living. Like, the dude actually interviewed me. He's serious. He's like, what makes you think you're qualified to work here? I'm sitting there, you know, like, I like cheese. Cheese is nice. I wasn't expecting questions. Am I supposed to take him seriously? Am I supposed to look at him and be like, well, I made my first sandwich at the age of 5. Changed my life. I've been making sandwiches at the amateur level for a long time, and I think I'm ready to go pro. I have a lot to offer you as a sandwich artist. That's your job title, sandwich artist. Could we agree that's a little pretentious? It's like calling a stripper a pole technician. There's no room for art. You ask for turkey and cheese, you better get turkey and cheese. The dude behind the counter can't give you bacon and mayonnaise and be like, this is my interpretation of turkey and cheese. Right? The funny thing is, I almost didn't get the job on account of the drug question. Dude looks at me, he's like, do you use or abuse illegal drugs? And I'm like, look, I'll be honest with you. I'm high right now. I don't even want the job. I just came here for a sandwich. This situation got out of hand.
There you go. That's Francisco El Fernando, the sandwich artist at Subway. Very funny stuff. We move on now to our first of two sandwich musical selections today. This is just kind of a goofy, very 60-ish type of song. I'm not even sure what it means, but it's called To Sit on a Sandwich, and it's kind of catchy. So here it is, Comedy Cold Cuts, To Sit on a Sandwich on the Pulse.
Prepares for the burst. Some people think it's a disadvantage to sit on a sandwich, but nothing could be finer, nothing could be better, nothing could be nicer, nothing could be
Well, there's a song that you've never heard before and will never hear again.
I think he was high when he made that song.
I think so.
Where did you dig that up
well,
from?
Well, I have to tell you, back 30 years ago, I worked at the nation's first all-comedy radio station, which means 24/7 it was comedy cuts. Like this.
Fun.
And it was fun. And so, I mean, you really dug into stuff because you had to fill out a whole day with comedy stuff. So you played your Cosby, your Newharts, your Whoopi Goldbergs, Robin Williams. And then you got into those other layer stuff. You said, well, this was brute force, by the way, in case anybody wants to run out and or download it, brute force to sit on a sandwich. And I just remember playing that. And so as I was putting the set together, I thought, oh, my God, I wonder if I can find that online. And there it was.
And you found it.
So I apologize that I found it. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, it's back to Subway. And then Weird Al is going to regale us with the Rye or the Kaiser on the Pulse 107.7 WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Well, we have broken out the lava lamp and the love beads following that last selection to sit on a sandwich from the 60s by Brute Force. And I must say that headband is looking very appropriate on you. Very nice. And the cowgirl fringe, the whole deal. I got my tight, wide flare bell bottoms on.
We're all set for the mood.
Do you think I lived in that era? I was that era. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, and Tracy filling in for Carol today, is brought to you by Casey's Rip Shack, famous hickory-smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street in Manchester. Ripshack.net is their website. And Mama McDonough's Irish Pub on Depot Street in Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side. So we are at 12:47, coming up following the news at 1 o'clock. Samantha Downing is in studio with us from Dancing Lion Chocolate. Perhaps the most interesting and unusual chocolate experience that you will find in the state because of all the interesting things they do with chocolate. And I don't mean just making it. It's what they do after it's done and cured and the amazing art that they do. You've never seen anything like it unless you've been downtown and have gone into the Dancing Lion. So we'll get to Samantha all about that. But we need to get back to Sandwich Month, which August is, and our comedy cold cut selection next on the agenda is another guy who worked at Subway. This is Keith Stubbs, Subway Eat Fresh on The Pulse.
I'm the only guy in the world to gain weight on the Subway diet. You know Subway restaurants? You're supposed to lose weight eating that stuff. You've seen Jared. I'm walking around, hey, I'm lost 245 pounds. Think about that. He had those big old giant pants. You know, you could put Rosie O'Donnell in there with 245 pounds. Look at all those. I gained weight. I did a show for Subway, and I even asked Jared. I go, Jared, how in the world are you losing weight? Because I'm gaining weight. You know what he told me? He goes, Subway wasn't so delicious then. He shouldn't have said that, but he did. I go, what do you mean? He goes, it wasn't so delicious. Right now, the selection is enormous, and it is great. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. Before, it was turkey sandwiches. Now, have you had the sweet onion teriyaki on honey oat? That's good stuff right there. Would you like some sweet onion sauce on it? Start squirting, baby. That is why I'm here. Just start squirting it. Then get that little air bubble. Oh! Would you like 6 or 12 inch? 12 inch. Save me a trip. I'm putting one in the bag underneath the seat. I'm driving. Then they ask you, would you like everything on it? You know doggone right we want everything on it, man. We got coupons, pile it high. And I love lettuce. That's what I like on my sandwich as far as one of the adornments. I enjoy the lettuce, but they won't give you enough lettuce, man. You would think a head of lettuce was $150 if you go on the Subway one time. I need my lettuce. I need my roughage. I'm moving some product. I was at the Subway right over here, over there, and this guy, would you like some lettuce? Oh, yeah, I'd like some lettuce on it. Come on, your dude's got the control. You know he's got the control. He's got the sneeze guard. Can I get a little more lettuce, please? Now you got the vein going, the joint. You want to give him some, you can't, but you want to just pull him by his hairnet and pow! You can't do that either. Could I have a little more? I feel like I'm playing blackjack in Vegas. Can you hit me with some more lettuce, please? How about we just split these and double down? How about that, huh? And memo to fat boy working at the one over here, will you do me a favor, make my sandwich the way you would make your sandwich? Will you do that for me? We know doggone well he's doing his employee sandwich. He's double hitting the bacon on there. He's taking the mayonnaise lid off, just dumping it on. Give me a break, chubby.
Well, there you go. That's Keith Stubbs and Subway Eat Fresh. So there's not a whole lot that Subway is laughing about these days.
Well, I was actually going to say earlier when we were talking about Subway, you said that the market shares were down.
Yes.
And I think that that's, really unfortunate, mm-hmm. and kind of unfair because it's it really has nothing to do with
well,
them.
Well, but this is before the whole thing broke with Jared. I mean, the last year or two.
Oh, I thought it was because of Jared.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I don't think they're going to put any stats out. I don't think they have any. It's only been a couple of months. So, no, the original downfall, they were either the first or second largest franchised restaurant system in the world, and now they might be down to three or four. Mm-hmm. And I thought I read where they lost 4% or 4% lower revenue from the year before.
Okay,
so, which
okay.
doesn't sound like a lot, but you know,
so
it is
not related then.
No, it's well,
but it could be. It still probably will be.
Bet that it will be related to some degree. It's like, and there's more coming out about Jared and his past in college that will just make everything look even worse if you haven't heard.
Oh,
anyway, let's move on. Wrap up our segment on comedy cold cuts. Weird Al, everybody remembers the Eye of the Tiger from the Rocky movies. Well, this is Rye or the Kaiser. It's Weird Al on the Pulse 107.7. There you go, Weird Al, wrapping up our segment on comedy cold cuts today. Will it be the Rye or the Kaiser? And that's Weird Al Yankovic. Love Weird Al. I think, didn't we decide J-Dog, his birthday is sometime in October, I think.
October 23rd.
Thank you. October 23rd. So we need to, we talked about this a couple of months ago, probably on that day or that week, do all Weird Al Yankovic songs having to do with food. And there are dozens of them.
Yep.
Yes, there are.
So we'll do that. See if we can track them down to get them on the air. All right. Well, that wraps up the first hour. Tracy Gregoire filling in today for Carol Lawrence on the other side. We will be talking Dancing Lion Chocolate with Samantha Downing here in Manchester. It's 12:56. Be right back after news.